US ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Defending liberty one hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, August 17th, 2016. It's a Wednesday, by the way. It's a Wednesday, and we're coming to you live from the RWB Network Studios in New York and on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Guess what? The luck of the Irish is not present in Rio this year. Aside from the green pools, of course, the luck of the Irish is not there. The Olympic Council of Ireland's president, Patrick Hickey, has been arrested. He's been arrested for scalping tickets. Scalping tickets at the Olympics. I feel like the stuff around the Olympics is actually more fun than the games themselves. A lot more fun. So I guess this guy contracted this THG Sports to sell their tickets. Well, it just so happens that THG is not an officially licensed ticket dealer for the 2016 Olympics. They were officially licensed for the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, but not so much this time around. They were finding tickets with the Olympic Council of Ireland's markings on them, and they weren't sure where they were coming from. So they arrested this guy, and then all of a sudden, he didn't feel so well. He didn't feel so good, so he went to the hospital. So I guess the pot of gold is not located in Rio for this guy. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, Donald Trump shakes up his campaign by promoting two new people to management positions. But are there too many chiefs and not enough Indians now? Also, as the Trump campaign is set to start its barrage of TV ads, have they been dragging their feet, or have they been practicing the art of the deal this whole time? And we have two new polls to discuss. One of them shows that Donald making good ground in a blue state, and the other, well, it's just fun to tear apart for me. All that, plus one New York town calls the American flag a liability. All right, a former All-Star baseball player has his eyes on the U.S. Senate seat held by Pocahontas. And I'll tell you how you can help the flood victims in Louisiana. We have a lot to get to today, but first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. A lot of you guys are taking my advice, and you're heading over to the Rhino Report website, rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. You're checking out the articles, and you're clicking on all the Rhino rants. I'm going to have some new ones up there today. I think we can put some new ones up and keep it nice and fresh. Also, give me a follow on Twitter, if you would, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air, and email me questions, concerns, comments, like a Dear Abby thing. I'll give you advice, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. A big shout-out to those on klrnradio.com, Midnight, Monday through Friday, that's Eastern time, K98talk.com, 11 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday, and right now, we are live on Red Nation Rising Radio, as we are every single day at this time on the Liberty feed. You can also find the old episodes of this show on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. There were a couple of doozies this week. And a couple of doozies last week. We seem to have a doozy every now and then. But I think you guys will enjoy it. And the herd is growing. The Rhino herd, almost 2,000 followers now on Twitter. We'll be back in a minute.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really. Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Welcome back to this Hump Day version of the Rhino Report. Thanks for sticking with us here. A quick 60. We're off and running. Before we get too far into today's politics, because that's important, we have to get to the big news stories of the day. I do want to first mention that my prayers go out to everybody in California. This fire, they're calling it the Blue Cut Fire, something that us in the East here are just not that familiar with. Wildfires are not a big thing around here. Once in a while, you'll have a lightning strike. It'll char up 5 or 10 acres. Back in the early 90s, the Pine Barrens on Long Island, they burned a couple of 100 acres. But that was about the biggest fire we've had. This thing so far, 15,000 acres. Crazy, crazy. 82,000 people have been evacuated. It's burned almost 24 square miles of land. And this is all about 60 miles east of Los Angeles. I wonder what direction it's going in. I'm not quite sure. Is it heading towards Los Angeles? Is it heading towards Nevada? I don't know. I don't know what direction it's going in. But it burned up this iconic Summit Inn that was in the way along Interstate 15. Now, if my geography serves me correct, that interstate connects L.A. to Las Vegas. I'm sure a very popular route. Again, they're calling it the Blue Cut Fire. No rain for almost, 2 years in California? And then you have these fires because everything's dried out. And then when the fires go away, then it becomes a mudslide issue. There's no roots, no vegetation to hold all this soil together. And we start seeing houses falling off of cliffs. It's a cycle. Lather, rinse, repeat. Hopefully they get this thing under control. The one in Northern California appears to be under control, and that may have been arson. They're looking into that. Also, I guess more bad news. Louisiana, these floods are—they're devastating. They rescued like 30,000 people. The level of rescue at least rivals the level of rescue during Katrina. I guess levees were breached. These pumps aren't working. People's houses are submerged. They just got feet and feet and feet of rain, and I feel so bad for them. If you guys want to help, here's how you can help. You can go to the Red Cross website, redcross.org, and you can help there. You can sign up to volunteer. You can also sign up to volunteer on volunteerlouisiana.gov. You can sign up there. Or you can call the Red Cross at 855-489-2528, and you can help out there. Also, there's a local sorority called Zeta Phi Beta. They have a GoFundMe page set up to help raise money for the families and the students in the Baton Rouge area who have been affected by this flood. They're hoping to raise about $10,000 and donate $500 to each family or student to help them with the recovery. You also have Rouse's Markets. They're working together with Second Harvest Food Bank. Second Harvest Food Bank. And they're taking cash donations, non-perishable food items, cleaning supplies, toiletries, batteries, whatever you can spare. Rouse's Markets is doing that. You can make a donation either online at the cash register, or you can go online and do that as well there. In addition, Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, they're accepting clean clothes and food for everybody here. Just please bag it or box it up, and then you can drop it off to the Sheriff's Office Training Building. Their training building at 819 South Broad Street. So those are some of the ways you can help. Always check out these charities before you donate. It's unfortunate, but in times of crisis, people try to take advantage. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. but it has always happened. It will always continue to happen. So these are the ones that I'm finding are the most credible, and if you want to help, that's the way to do it. Also, I'll put this information up on the website. So rhinoreport.com will have the information on how to help out in Louisiana there. Really, really terrible. I mean, just the pictures are crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right. Let's talk about Donald Trump. What do you say? All right. We'll talk about Donald Trump. It's kind of like that time of year, I guess. There's some kind of election going on soon. For this whole time, Donald Trump was playing a certain game. All right. When the primaries started, he came out fast and furious. Came out fast and furious because that's how you have to do it during the primaries. There's not a lot of time to gain traction, although this was a very long primary season. I know it sounds weird to think that, to think there's not a lot of time, but there really wasn't, because really whoever gets out in front early tends to be the one that does well early on. And then they can carry momentum through. It's very important during the primary process to get out in front early. There is no waiting in the grass. It's not something you have the luxury of doing. Well, Donald Trump came out with furor, right? He came out, he's building a wall, he's kicking out Muslims, he's doing all sorts of stuff to gin up the base, and that gets him the nomination. We'll fast forward about 12 months, and he locks up the nomination. And then he kind of hits the wall a little bit. Hits the wall. He's doing the same thing he was doing, but he's not really pivoting. We almost saw a small pivot in early June, and then he backed off. He backed off. And then what he did was he tried to make this appeal to Bernie supporters, which I had said from the beginning was not going to work. It's a totally different type of voter. There will be some that will come over and vote Trump in November. It was not worth wasting time on. I said it from the beginning. Don't do it. Well, they don't listen to me. Why would they? But they did it and they lost some ground. Lost some ground. He hasn't really pivoted to this general election thing yet. Still trying to churn up the base. Now, with his base, he is gaining between 35 and 40% of support if you trust commissioned polls. Something tells me the Trump camp isn't really loving the commissioned polls, and they have something else they're looking at because they haven't pivoted yet. Now, they're saying with this new addition, these new promotions, if you will, pollster Kellyanne Conway, she's going to help out as a campaign manager. And, of course, Stephen Bannon, the co-founder of Breitbart, he's going to be a campaign chief executive. Lots of chiefs, not a lot of Indians anymore, all right? They don't have much of a ground game going yet, but they got lots of people in charge. I believe getting rid of Lewandowski was a bad idea. I would have kept him personally. At least he could have beat up some reporters, right? At least he could have done that. But I started to think, I wonder if Donald Trump is doing this all on purpose. Is he practicing his art of the deal in real life, in a non-real estate fashion? He seems to be employing a lot of sales tactics in what he's doing. If he really cared about what the NBC SurveyMonkey poll said, if he really cared about what the Bloomberg poll said, he'd be switching up. I don't think he cares. Or he's letting Hillary show her cards first. Very, very salesmanlike. The first person to say a number in any negotiation always loses. Now, we've heard Hillary Clinton say an awful lot of numbers. Is she shooting off all of her rounds now? Very possible. I want to dig into this a little bit more after the break. Because I think I know what's going on. Also, WAPO. WAPO is not happy that Stephen Bannon is now involved in the Trump campaign. Plus, we'll talk about the cop in Milwaukee, what he's up to. And we have two new polls to talk about here on the Rhino Report. Hang in there, guys. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system, and we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash, according to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us, The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
To this Wednesday edition. Thanks for tuning in. If you're listening on crntalk.com or on Red Nation Rising Radio, wherever you are, thanks for joining us. All right, so is Donald Trump practicing his art of the deal? I started thinking about this, and it starts to make a little bit of sense. In every single negotiation you will ever be in your life, okay, the first person, this is rule number one of sales, the first person to say a number always loses. Always loses. Think back to the last time you bought a car. All right, the last time you bought a car, did you give the car salesman your number first, and then the number they came back with was maybe a little bit higher? Did they give the number first, and maybe you thought you got a good deal? The first person to say a number always, always loses. That is a sales fact. Now, Hillary Clinton has spent the majority of the last couple of months throwing everything at Donald Trump except the kitchen sink. Everything from Gold Star families to these commercials to David Letterman cuts, whatever it may be. Everything but the kitchen sink. She even dragged out all these billionaires, right? Mark Cuban and Bloomberg and all these guys to say Donald Trump's not really a billionaire, aligning herself essentially with the elite. Terrible move in my opinion. After one day before saying the Democrat Party is the party of the worker, and then the next day dragging out Warren Buffett and Bloomberg and Mark Cuban. But she's thrown everything at him, and he's still within about 5 points. Real clear average. Depends on which polls you leave in, which ones you take out, because some are garbage that they leave in. About 5 or 6 points down is where Donald Trump is. Holding his own. very, very stable. Yet you see in poll after poll, and they can't wait this question out, people are not satisfied with the direction of the country. That is perhaps the biggest question you could ask, because that's the sort of question that changes the mind of the last-minute voter. So if Donald Trump is within 5 points, again, we're assuming that these mainstream media commissioned polls are right. And I've learned in life you can't assume a lot of things, but let's just say, let's pretend, okay? Let's pretend it's not a variable. He's within 5 points. He's waiting in the grass, snake in the grass, waiting for the October surprise. Perhaps, we know, we've heard anyway, what the October surprise is going to be from the Democrats. My sources, yes, I have a few sources, and things I've heard have told me the October surprise is going to be an all-out assault by this administration on ISIS. And then about a week before the election, they're going to come out and say, we've defeated ISIS. That's their October surprise for the Democrats. That's what I've heard. Right or wrong, I guess we'll see. I'm wrong once in a while. It's not often. Not often. Like the show says, always right. But I'm wrong once in a while. Donald Trump is just starting his ad campaign. He's been banking his money, and he's going to start running ads this Friday. This Friday in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, and North Carolina. I'm a little surprised Virginia is not in that mix. So now he's starting to sort of let all this stuff slough off. They've determined that now this is about as low as he's going to go. And Hillary Clinton is not drawing a ton of support from Trump being down an average of 5 points. Her support has not gone up. People are just saying they're undecided now. It's not that she's drawing support. No poll is showing that. So the next thing to do in any negotiation is to disarm and control. You get your ads running. You're paying for ad space. You're starting to even out your stump message. And now you have to disarm and control. Very, very simple concept. You have to take what they're saying about you, dismantle it, and then control the conversation back. We've seen Donald Trump do this very, very effectively in the primaries. That was the very first thing he did. He called everybody weak, and then he controlled the news cycle. So if you're looking for example of where Donald Trump has disarmed and controlled, there's your example. Everybody was weak. Jeb Bush was weak. You had little Marco. You had lying Ted. Everybody. And then he controlled the news cycle. Disarm and control. We're starting to see the art of the deal being practiced right in front of our eyes. And he's laughing at everybody that's telling him he needs to pivot. He needs to make a change. This isn't working. People aren't responding. In his head, he's hearing wah, 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 wah. That's what he's hearing. Because he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. This guy has made a lot of money doing this against much, much more savvy people than stupid Hillary Clinton. Much more savvy. The people who give her money. The people who made money she can't make. That's who he's done this against. I want to keep talking about this very, very quickly. And then we're going to talk about the Washington Post. They don't like his new campaign chief. They don't like him. Is the cop in Wisconsin getting death threats? And why can't you fly an American flag in Poughkeepsie, New York? We'll be back. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org To request a free estimate, do it today.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Talking about Donald Trump, and is he sort of waiting in the wings, snake in the grass, ready to strike? That's what we're talking about right now. Hillary Clinton has fired most, if not all, of her rounds. Donald Trump is a racist. He doesn't have the temperament. She threw Kazir Khan at him, a Gold Star family. Everything she could do. Mainstream media is in the tank for Hillary, and they have been from day one. They have been since 2008. Barack Obama figured out how to get that, how to go after them. They've been in the tank for her all along. She has fired her rounds. Now, Donald Trump set to release a barrage of ads in swing states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina. Again, I'm surprised not Virginia, but that may be coming soon. From what we're hearing, she has no October surprise. The October surprise is coming from the administration. Bomb the snot out of ISIS and declare victory a week before the election. Okay, that's what I'm hearing the October surprise for her is. She has shown her cards. The first mistake in any deal, in any negotiation, is showing your cards first. Now, Donald Trump is ready to disarm and control. And he started doing this yesterday in West Bend, Wisconsin, about 45 minutes outside of Milwaukee. He says, the Democratic Party has failed and betrayed the African-American community. The Democrats have been relying on the black vote for a long time, since 1960, actually. He says again, Clinton panders to and talks down to communities of color and sees them only as votes, not as individual human beings worthy of a better future. We are disarming here. That's what we're doing. That's what Donald Trump is doing. She doesn't care at all about the hurting people of this country or the suffering she has caused them. Those peddling the narrative of cops as a racist force in our society share directly in the responsibility for the unrest in Milwaukee. They have fostered the dangerous anti-police atmosphere in America and do a direct disservice to poor African-American residents who are hurt by the high crime in their communities. These are direct quotes from Donald Trump. He is disarming her, taking away the argument. Donald Trump's a racist. Donald Trump's a racist. That's all we've heard, right? No one has ever bothered to tell them that he's not a racist. In fact, he was the one who petitioned for blacks to be admitted to country clubs in Florida. That gets conveniently left out. And then you ask a liberal, ask a Democrat, why is Donald Trump a racist? What makes him a racist? What do they say? Oh, he wants to build a wall and kick out Mexicans. I'm sorry, is Mexican a race? It sounds more like a nationality to me. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a genius, but he's disarming here. And then he's going to control. He's starting to get a little better. When it comes to these pre-written speeches, these teleprompter speeches, he's getting better here. The message is getting more defined. It's getting honed in. Hillary Clinton's going around saying that we need to rebuild the trust between police and the communities. You know what police officers hear when they hear that? They hear retraining. Because nothing in that phrase says anything about let's perhaps try to limit the amount of violent acts in the community. It says let's retrain the police officers so that the community likes them more. They don't arrest as many people. Here in New York City, they got rid of all of the quality of life crimes. They're all gone. Broken window theory is out. Out. You can pee in the streets. You can graffiti. You can do whatever you want. Defecate right in the middle of Fifth Avenue. The police will walk right by you now. And they think that is their definition of community policing. But that is not police work. That is not police work. And in fact, that's what drove New York City into one of the highest crime areas in the 70s and early 80s. Thanks to Mayor Koch. Now, de Blasio is doing it again. But I'm digressing. I'm talking about de Blasio. I could go on for hours about this clown. Hours about him. He's the only person on this planet stupider than Hillary Clinton. The only one. But Donald Trump is disarming. He's taking the argument. He is acting as an advocate for the African-American population. And then right here in Wisconsin, he's acting as their advocate. Has Hillary Clinton ever acted as their advocate or just told them how bad things are? Which one has she done? This is a different ballgame. Different ballgame. This is a different Donald Trump. He was waiting it out. Waiting everything out. And yes, she may have some little surprises coming. Nothing big. We have been vetting Donald Trump for 35 years. 35 years. And now he's getting ready to strike. I think he hit the bottom. And this speech yesterday in Wisconsin was a doozy. This was a doozy. And this was the new Donald Trump. I've been saying it for a long time. He needs to get his head in the game. He needs to start running ads. He needs to start being the person that we all voted for in the primary. I think this is the start of it. As long as he can stay away from telling us how bad mainstream media is, we all know that already. That's not something he has to push. We all know that now. And really stick to disarming Hillary like he's doing right here. That's the wheelhouse. That's where he needs to stay. And then start peppering in the jobs and the economy and where she gets her money from. They have shot every single bullet in their chamber at Donald Trump, and he's only down about 5 points. About 5 points, again, if you trust commission polls, which I'm starting not to. Starting not to. And I know a lot of you don't trust them either. You guys are now, the sea of red hashtag is taking off. Right? Because we're all scared of this voter rigging, ballot rigging. Because we've seen the online polls. We've seen them. Donald Trump is up 20-30% in online polls. In some polls, Hillary Clinton is not polling higher than Jill Stein. She's drawing 15-20 people at these rallies she's having, where she has to prop herself up with a stool. Do you guys see this? This is the new thing. Hillary's stools was trending last night. I saw that, and I thought something completely different. I saw Hillary's stool, and I thought, oh boy, do I even want to click on this? But it turns out it was the actual stool that she's leaning on. Oh, man. She's drawing dozens, though. Dozens of people are showing up. They get the early bird. They go over there. They listen to her talk and watch her lean on a stool for an hour. Donald Trump, he's fired up. I can see it. You can see it in these quotes. This is a new Donald. It's a new day for Donald. And I think he's coming. I think he's coming. When we come back, I want to talk about this poll we got, and I want to tell you why you might get in trouble for flying the American flag in Poughkeepsie, New York. And is there an ex-Red Sox waiting to take on Elizabeth Warren in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? Certainly sounds like it, guys. Hang in there here on the Rhino Report.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Hump Day edition, this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. Thanks for playing along and hanging out with me today. I hope wherever you are, there's no fires, it's not flooding, or like here in the east, it's like 158 degrees. It's like being in the devil's armpit around here. Is it October yet? Is it October yet? Can I say that? Ready for the hockey season? I don't know. So it looks like the Washington Post, not real happy. They're not happy right now because of Donald Trump hiring the Breitbart news chief now to help out with his campaign. They say in Bannon, Trump has brought in the head of the most unapologetically pro-Trump conservative media outlet in the country. Basically, every time Trump runs into a controversy, Breitbart has found a way to defend it. Oh, so not like NBC, right? Or perhaps ABC, maybe CBS? No, not like them? Okay, just so we're clear. Now, WAPO is really bad, really bad. If you have to read it, don't. I'll read it for you. That's why I'm here. I get to read this stuff, and you guys don't have to listen to it. It's terrible. But he says, they say here, the conservative outlet has morphed into a more anti-establishment pro-Trump news outlet than anything else. Critics have taken to calling it Trump Bart. I have never heard that. And the Trump propaganda arm. That's what they're saying. This is all from the Washington Post. They're not happy. They think this guy Bannon, Steve Bannon, is going to really help the Trump campaign. That's why they're not happy. That's why they're not happy, because when Trump is in the middle, this wishy-washy establishment, elite, fundraiser, when he's in that wishy-washy area, he doesn't do well. When he gets into the us versus them, the anti-establishment stuff, he does very well, very well. When he paints Hillary Clinton with the establishment brush, he does really well. And now they're scared that he's sort of pivoting back to that, back to his primary stuff. That's why I said before that I'm a little surprised that they got rid of Corey Lewandowski, because he was a good campaign manager for the primaries, and at the very least, he could beat up reporters, at the very least. Now, they're saying here, they even go as far as to liken Trump and Bannon to Nazis. Yeah, we've never heard that before. We've never heard the left liken a Republican to a Nazi. That's never happened. Although the Nazis were pretty big on controlling media and taking away arms for people, that was kind of one of their things, right? So somehow they just transfer it, right? They transfer it from them onto us. They say he's like the Nazi propagandist. I don't know. That's Washington Post for you. That's why they can't go into Trump rallies anymore. Them and Daily News and all these. Yeah, they're tabloids. They're tabloids. That's what they are. They're rags. No good. You get better news, honestly, from the National Enquirer. You really do. You really get better news there. All right. Let's move on. Back to Milwaukee just for a second. This cop who shot Seville Smith, he's in hiding. 24-year-old patrolman. He went to high school with Seville Smith, who was the gun, the guy who allegedly pointed the gun at the cop. Freudian slip there, I guess. They say they're not going to release this video, the body cam that shows this, until due process is done. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. I give Milwaukee credit, of course, with Sheriff David Clark and then this Edward Flynn. They are well run. That is a well run law enforcement jurisdiction. They're doing this the right way. It seems that the protests, the riots have calmed down a little bit for now, and the suburbs are not burning. So those are all good things. If anything changes, we'll come back to this, but it's news, so we're bringing it to you today. Let's talk real quickly about this poll. This is a Mitchell poll. Mitchell Research and Communications, commissioned by Fox 2 out of Detroit. All right. This is a Michigan poll, like I said, for release on August 16th, although the sampling was from August 9th to August 10th. I'm not sure why it was embargoed 6 days. That's a little interesting. 1,314 likely voters, Clinton 49%, Trump 39%. So we're seeing at least 10% out there undecided. At least 10%. Clinton in Michigan has a strong 18-point lead with women, 54 to 35, and she leads with men, too. That's a little interesting. She leads with men in Michigan, 45 to 41, which begs the question, what's wrong with the men in Michigan? Let's see. She has 88% of Democrat support. Trump has 77% of Republican support, and she's leading independents 42 to 35. We're seeing this in a few swing states where Hillary is starting to get some of the independent lead. It's not systematic. It's just in a few different areas. But yeah, the undecided here is 12.1%. That's undecided. So we're within the undecided margin, essentially. Trump leads with the 50 to 59 category, the 60 to 69 category, ages, of course. What else do we have here? He leads with the white voter by 6 votes. Yeah, by 6. 44.3 to 43.8. He's down 88 to 8% with the African-American vote. The Hispanic vote here, very interesting. 52.9% undecided. That means they don't hate Trump. They don't hate Trump. Maybe the Hispanics in Michigan want a wall. Maybe they want a northern wall. Should we build the northern wall? Keep those pesky Canadians out of here? Oh, their hockey hullabaloo. City of Detroit, they're going Hillary. They're going Hillary. Wayne County, looks like they're going Hillary too. Oakland County, going Hillary. Macomb goes Trump. Flint, Saginaw, Bay City, and the Thumb go Trump. Monroe, Lansing, Mid-Michigan goes Hillary. And the UP, they like Trump. They're Trumpers on the UP. 61% of people are mad as hell in Michigan. They're mad, but they want the same thing. They want the same thing. 10 points, not bad. Not bad. Obama won it by 26 in 2012. We'll be back.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Hump Day edition of the Rhino Report. We do have one more poll to talk about. I love this Economist YouGov poll because it's just so blatantly skewed. This is from August 6th to August 9th. Again, embargoed until today. Very strange. They're probably pulling out questions. They're pulling out questions to give the desired outcome. 1,300 adults, 911 are registered voters, so they say. Again, an online poll here, but a weighted online poll. A weighted online poll. Hillary at 48, Trump at 41. He's net negative 7. He does win, though, in this poll with a 45 to 64 crowd. The 65 and over, he wins the white. He loses the black. He's only down by 14 with the Hispanics. And for the first time, he wins two regions of the country in this poll. He's got the South and the West. The West is new. He hasn't had the West in this poll to date. That's new. He's had the South a few times. But now he has the West. He's out there in the West. All right, Clinton, she has unfavorable 57 in this poll, favorable 41. Those are 41% of people without a brain. You have Trump favorability 63%, unfavorable 34% favorable. So not looking good for him there either. One thing to keep in mind with this YouGov poll, this Economist YouGov poll, is that they used polling survey sampling from 2010 and 2008. So that's where they get their numbers from. They don't let you know how many more Democrats that they've interviewed or polled than Republicans. They don't give you the sampling data information. They do tell you that they use information based on 2010 and 2008 surveys. Those, of course, are going to be very, very heavily weighted Democrat, especially 2008 and 2010, pretty good too. So that's the Economist YouGov poll. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. All right, Poughkeepsie, New York, no more American flags on the fire trucks. They were told to take them down. Can't have it on the fire truck because it's a liability and it may cause a distraction. There was the fire chief was driving by one day and saw that one of the Poughkeepsie fire departments putting out a fire, and he said, "Who put the flag on the back of the truck? Why is it there? Take that flag down." Take the flag down. They had to vote on it. The Board of Fire Commissioners. There is such a thing in Poughkeepsie, New York. The Board of Fire Commissioners. They voted 3-2 to remove the flags. Remove the flags from the trucks. They don't want any problems. Now, my question is, when the fire commissioner drove past and saw the truck with the flag on it, were the guys putting out the fire? Were they helping people? What does it matter? The flag is there. He says it's divisive. It's polarizing. It's our flag. It's our flag. It's not like they had a New York Yankees flag on the back of the truck. It's the American flag. Poughkeepsie, New York, Hudson Valley area. There you go. We also have here, let's see, Kurt Schilling. Kurt Schilling wants to run against Pocahontas. Elizabeth Warren, he thinks he can beat her. He said, one of the things I'd like to do is be one of the people responsible for getting Elizabeth Warren out of politics. I think she's a nightmare. This was on WRKO AM. And then when they asked him, so are you going to run against her? He said, well, I got to ask my wife first. See what she says. He had flirted with the idea of running for this seat after Ted Kennedy left it vacated, and ultimately he wound up endorsing Scott Brown. So that's where that is. Kurt Schilling may be a senator, out of Massachusetts. Guys, hope you guys had fun today. I had a lot of fun. We'll be here every single day, same bat time, same bat channel. Big shout out to all those people serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite talk radio show sound like this? What if you could hear your favorite shows in crystal clear, high-definition digital sound? Well, with CRN Digital Talk Radio's 6 channels of high-definition radio, you can now hear all of your favorite hosts like you've